The Phillies going for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Brewers. Nick Williams ready for this one. Fourth inning, no score. It's Williams at the plate with the man on facing Junior Guerra.
This is the 1-0. Swing and a fly ball lifted to deep left center field. On the run, Phillips. Back goes Braun. They look up and that ball is gone. Goodbye. Into about the second row of seats in the left field stands. Nick Williams again, opposite field. For the home run, his fourth home run of the season, a two-run shot. He now has an eight-game hitting streak as his ride at the major league level has been smooth so far. 2-0 Philadelphia. Fills up 2-0. He's got the tying runs in scoring position here. Swing and a line drive base hit to left. Not hit hard at all. He dunks it out into left. That'll score one. Around third, coming home to score is Arcia. And just like that, the game is tied at two. Jonathan Villar dunking one into left. All right. Everybody ready again in the 0-2. Swing and a ground ball back through the box. Over the second base, back out into center field. A base hit. One run is scored. Hernandez around third. He'll come home and score without a throw. And the Phillies are back on top. Howie Kendrick, a two-run single. And the Phillies have a 4-2 advantage. Here's Herrera swinging and lining one to left center field. It'll fall for a base hit. Over to get it is Braun, but turning third and scoring is Kendrick. And a throw back behind the runner. At second, and Williams is able to dive back in safely. It's an RBI single for Odubel Herrera.
2-2. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Franco's got it. On one hop, fires to second. One on to first, double play. So the Phillies turn one of their own. 5-4-3, they take it around the horn. And Eichhoff through six here this afternoon. No runs, no hits, nobody left. On to the bottom of the sixth, Phillies six, Brewers two.
The Phillies win for the fourth time in five games, taking it 6-3. Jared Eichhoff the win, allowing two runs in six frames. He also gets it done at the plate, going 2-for-2 with the run scored. Howie Kendrick finishes with two hits and two RBIs. Phillies win for the fourth time in five games. Manager Pete MacKinnon spoke after.
In no way, my first year here as a coach was 09, and in no way am I comparing ourselves to that team, but it was reminiscent the way we've been swinging the bats of us coming back, getting behind, and coming from behind and catching up and beating other teams. That's what reminds me of to a certain degree. Eichhoff pitched really well. I was concerned about that long inning that we had, so I wasn't sure if I was going to send him out, but I did, and he did a real good job. Williams, three RBIs, the big home run got us going. They tied it up. Right after that, we got that four spot, manufactured a lot of runs. You know, Freddie dropped down that base hit bunt to load the bases. And then Howie Kendrick, huge RBI, two RBI single. What's his name? Eichhoff got a couple of hits. That was huge. That was good to see. So all in all, great series win. My wife told me to smile when we win, and I haven't been smiling, so I'm going to try to smile today.
He used to be a scout. Would you be surprised if there's somebody out there right now not saying, hey, Howie Kendrick could help our team, a contending team, even though he's not been able to stay on the field?
Well, if I was scouting for another organization, I'd recommend him. I'd put an acquire on him. I certainly would, because not only is he a good hitter, but he plays solid defense out there. You know, he doesn't have the greatest range, but it's not bad. He's average to maybe a tick above average in the outfield. So, you know, there's a lot of guys, Neshek, him, even Benoit. We'll wait and see, you know. I'm sure there's a lot of interest in a lot of our guys. Nava.
With Williams, I mean, his approach and how aggressive he is at the plate, you know, within the strike zone. Can you talk about how that's kind of, how you felt about him so far?
He's aggressive. I like it. You know, that's about pretty much all I could say. He's swinging the bat. He swings at some bad pitches, but he doesn't miss mistakes, and that's what makes him a very aggressive, productive hitter, at least so far.
Have you seen a guy break in and have this much oppo power almost immediately?
No, that's the impressive thing about him. He's got that opposite field power. I saw him in the spring, and realized that he had power, but when he joined us recently, just watching him take batting practice, it really struck me as how much power he has to dead center and to the opposite field. So that could bode well in this ballpark.
You may have a dilemma here in a couple of days once Altair comes off the disabled list until, you know, whatever the Kendrick situation is.
We'll wait and see what happens at the trade deadline, so I don't think it's going to be an issue.
When you talked earlier this season about how guys offensively kind of hadn't been living up to their standards, was something like this run kind of what you had in mind or hoped to see?
Yeah, everybody's playing for a job next year. Everybody's playing to be part of our future, and I think the guys are competing amongst themselves, and it's good to see. You know, everybody's more aggressive. They're into the games, and obviously our offense has come alive, so if that continues, I think we'll be in good shape.
You said before when Eichhoff has it going, he usually has his curveball working well. Was that kind of the keys today?
Yeah, but the thing I think that helped him a lot was he threw a lot of fastballs also, and he had real good command of his fastball. And when he has that and the good curveball, he's tough.
I know Neris has pitched a lot lately. Garcia, just because Neris is unavailable tonight?
Well, I could have used them, but that would have been 3 days in a row, so I just wanted to get a look at Garcia.
Do you think the break at all helped the offense in terms of just the run production that's come after?
It seems like it. You know, I think perhaps everybody was regenerated starting fresh, so that could have something to do with it.
Are you still looking to bring Altair back this week? Or
I think at the end of his 10 days, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday, he'll be available.
Jared Eichhoff gets the win, allowing 2 runs in 6 innings of work.
This is a pretty good lineup. You were able to keep them off balance for most of the day. What was working for you?
Yeah, I think it just starts with fastball command, and that's for me, that's key. And you know, from pitch one, I felt good. I felt like I could locate the ball, and to have that, that's all I can ask for.
You know, we have asked you so many times, or you've been asked so many times this year about lack of run support. Today you get some run support, especially after you allow the 2 runs and they come right back with 4. How does that settle you down on the mound when you head back out there?
It's huge. To have that cushion out there on the mound is huge. I mean, it gives you more confidence pitching. You can attack the strike zone a little more. And, you know, these guys have been putting together runs the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 games now. So it's really cool to see. And they've been playing behind me in the field, too. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Now, I asked Aaron Nola yesterday, hey, who's the best hitting pitcher on this team? He said Vince Velasquez. And I said, what about Jared Eichhoff? You go 2 for 2 today. You help yourself. Obviously, you know, it's a bonus when you're able to do that. But you enjoy swinging the bat a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's funny enough, I got in the cage a little bit yesterday to work on it with Stumpo and Stairsy a little bit just to get some swings in. So I guess that paid off.
Up next, the Phillies begin a series at home against the Astros on Monday.